The city council in Davis, California is considering joining a lawsuit to keep a high-security biodefense lab out of their town. The University of California wants to build the lab to study lethal pathogens such as anthrax, Ebola, and new infectious agents such as SARS. It would be the first such lab west of the Rockies and would be part of a new Western Regional Center for Biodefense and Emerging Disease Research. Many in the little college town are not thrilled about the prospect of fighting the war against bioterrorism in their backyard. Deirdre Kennedy of member station KQED reports.
The town of Davis fans out from the UC Davis campus in a halo of tree-lined neighborhoods, bucolic parks, and bicycle lanes. Each year, more than 29,000 students come here to study. Its reputation as a science school has also attracted world-renowned disease researchers, including Fred Murphy, one of the scientists who first identified the Ebola virus. Murphy says a research lab on this coast is long overdue.
It isn't just people carrying viruses and bacteria, but it's what they bring with them. It's all of the vehicles, the planes and ships that can carry mosquitoes and infectious agents. So the scale of the threat facing the western region of our country is very large, and yet we're very far from the federal resources that are centered on the East Coast.
The proposed Davis Biodefense Lab would be one of two new national laboratories to be coordinated by the National Institutes of Health. There are currently only two other large BSL-4 labs that deal with this level of risk. The California lab would pool scientific and personnel resources from Stanford, Scripps, and Lawrence Livermore, among others, to develop diagnostic tests and vaccines and to identify and control all kinds of dangerous agents, ranging from anthrax to SARS. California's Office of Emergency Services would also be integrated into the lab's response network, Murphy says, should an unusual infectious outbreak occur.
This is the best emergency response program in the world. Thanks to earthquakes and fires and floods and whatnot, they really know how to work quickly.
The new 300,000-square-foot facility would house a biosafety level 4 laboratory, a so-called hot lab for the most infectious agents. At UC Davis's current facilities, virologist Peter Berry stands in a room full of refrigerators and blowers where he studies pathogens like HIV under a microscope. The conditions at this lab are known as Biosafety Level 2, BSL-2.
When we're working with tissues from the monkeys or human tissues, we have to wear Tyvek gowns, double gloves, a face shield. For Level 4, the level of stringency goes up dramatically.
In the new Davis BSL-4 lab, researchers would wear pressurized, impermeable suits. All lab workers would have to pass through 11 layers of security and have their faces screened by biometric devices. An airlock chamber leading into the lab would effectively decontaminate everything and everybody in the lab. The idea is to keep even the smallest microbe inside, protecting the external environment, the lab itself, and the scientists in their moon suits. But for many who live in the town of Davis, these security measures are not enough.
Even the best designed systems can fail.
Former Davis Mayor Bill Copper is part of what has become a community-wide fight against the lab. His group filed suit last week to delay the lab application process.
The more of these facilities where we have dangerous biological agents that are around the country, the more likely we are to have a failure, the more likely we are to have somebody take some material out, the more likely we are to have a terrorist attack on one of them.
50 faculty members and UC Davis's own Union of Lab Assistants, Technicians, and Firefighters have come out against the lab, saying the university has failed to prevent accidents at its existing lab facilities. Such concerns prompted Senator Barbara Boxer and the Davis City Council to write a letter to the NIH against UC's funding application. City Council Member Sue Greenwald.
I've had a surprising number of people call me and said that they would leave town. They are that afraid of this facility. I don't think it's even an issue anymore of whether the fear is justified or not. We could argue that for 1,000 years. But the fear itself is, at this point, reached a level where it would be very damaging to the community.
The NIH has said it will weigh community support in deciding which institution receives the $200 million lab grant. It's expected to announce the award next fall. Other applicants for the lab include the University of Texas and the University of Illinois. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in Davis, California.